Sihamba ngokukholwa, hayi ngokubona. Hamba nathi. Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Umngani wakho wemihla ngemihla.
Well, it is 21 minutes to 7 on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. So that was a beautiful song. I just bless you with this beautiful song by Kanamhlongo Qawe Lamaqawe on Radio Pulpit. I hope that it has blessed you a lot. As promised, I'm going to now, welcome and talk to Ntate Elias Shamatla. And tonight we're having a very different show, in a sense that we're having somebody who will be testifying. So we'll be listening to her testimony, and she's ready to share her testimony with us this evening. And yes, and of course, like we always say, if you have a testimony, please do share it with us. So that other people can be able to be encouraged one way or the other. So testimonies do help. That's why I dialed the wrong number there. That's why we having them on every show. Every show, randomly a testimony. So that's basically why we need testimonies. Limo letsatsing la humpi. Let me see. It's still dialing. It's 12 minutes to 7 on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Okay. All right. Tate Shamatla?
Yes, sir.
Mukhozi, how are you?
Good, sir.
I'm good. So today we're having a live testimony, sort of. First-hand testimony.
Yes, live.
Live. Say hi to our listeners, and after that we go straight to our listener who will be testifying for us this evening.
And to the listeners, and good evening to you, that the Mwabi as well. It's always an honor to be here.
And how did you meet this listener who will be sharing her testimony with us?
She's a staunch listener of Radio Pulpit. She listens to Radio Pulpit through and through.
Okay.
Especially this program. So she always listens to our testimonies on how we assist people. So she had a very, very serious case of which she's like explaining herself. She didn't have money to go to court.
Okay.
She was sued, she was arrested, she was taken to court, and everything and everyone were against her. Until she called us. And then we told her what to do, and nobody wanted to assist her. Allegedly, there were people that were bribed in court, the police, everybody. But with God's faith, after we have advised her what to do, she became victorious.
Oh wow! And how long ago did this happen?
This case dragged, I think, for 3 years now.
Okay.
Because somebody wanted to kick her out of her house after the death of her husband. The neighbor offered her a little amount to buy her property. The neighbor is a business person.
Okay.
A business woman. Woman to woman. And then when she didn't want to sell the property, then she called the people to come and get up.
Yeah.
Then the very same neighbor went to a police station and laid the charge against her and saying she's the one that beat her.
She went through a lot, honestly.
A lot.
Yes, it's 18 to 7, and let's hear her out. And she's all live on the line. And her name is Miss Zandile Malinga. Are you listening to us from Newcastle, Zandile?
Yeah,
Baba,
Newcastle.
Newcastle, KwaZulu-Natal.
Yeah.
Wow. Thank you very much for listening to Radio Pulpit. Please tell us a little bit about yourself. Who is Zandile Malinga before you go straight to the testimony? And of course, don't mention names, eh?
Oh, okay.
Yes, ma'am. Just go ahead. Tell us about what happened. Who are you and what actually happened?
Oh, ma'am.
Kuluma, ma'am. Yeah. So that's right.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, who signed you the matter in Shavanai and you cafe? I got another Washington Garana, nothing in line you cafe and nothing in Mosin Jida, but then no nurse.
Okay.
ngaphuma emsebenzini nezimo zokugula.
Okay.
Ngathenga lo muzi and that in having attacks ever since ngathenga lo muzi. Angazi noma ukuthi ngathenga umuzi ngumuntu wesifazane, kodwa nje ama-attacks selokhu ngaba nawo kule ndawo engihlala kuyo.
Khona la eNewcastle?
Yho, ekhona la eNewcastle.
Okay.
Ngaze ngagula ke kwangi-affecta nasemsebenzini ke konke lama-attacks ngoba amanye eza straight nje even kwa involve i-family yami. Sobe nje manje kusho ukuthi yiko lokho kwavula igate yokuthi ngize ngi-athikhe kanje nabi nabantu bangaphandle. Sobe nje ngibeke ngilo ngathi ngithole ilo ngabona ukuthi ilokho bengingafindiswanga. So ngiwunesi bengingafindiswanga ngaze ngathola ukuthi ndisonga. Ngabona ukuthi uNkulunkulu kuphela ezongisiza ngoba ubaba wami wayekholwa kakhulu. Ngasindiswa ngo-2008. Ngasindiswa ngangena enkonzweni la khona la around ilokhini la iduze nje kwala engihlala khona.
Okay.
Ngasindiswa ke so-ke but njengobesho ubaba uShamathi ukuthi beyinkulu kakhulu le nto. Mina ngikhishwe phakathi esontweni. Labantu bebengi-attacker basho khona ukuthi bazomdlana bazomkhipha ngenduba esontweni. Soke nje bekuyinto enkulu nje ngase ngitho kuma-ke esonto ngoba babehlangene nabani futhi ngangisonkanabo. Angazi-ke noma ku-right.
Yeah, yes. And this whole thing took place for over 3 years, right?
The case I was in the same
place.
The same people are conspiring in the same place. I was in the same place in 2015. I was in the same place. I was in the same place. I was in the case. Benza yonke into ukuthi nami ngagcina ngayidropha-ke leyo case yokuthi angishafilile. Amaphoyisa abafica idate nami engishafi kodwa azange athathe inyathelo. So-ke nje nami ngayeka nganikela kuNkulunkulu ngathi Jehova uniyazi okwenzakala empilweni yami. Nganikela kuye-ke. Sebeyabuya uyabuya-ke futhi manje lokhu nje 2015 kwaba ngayidropha ngayidropha end of 2015 i-case ngoba yahamba unyaka wonke 2015 kwaba up to 2021 la esekuya khona lowoyedwa wabo esizothi mina ngiyamthuka ngisukela nje.
Okay.
Soke nje adonsa-ke lena from 2021 January up to end of last year end of ngo-December last year kudla lo ophele khona-ke le idonse 2 years wonke njengoba ebethi ngamsukela ngingasasizakali yonke indawo ngaze ngasiboneki babusha amaklaki nosidirektha uNkulunkulu.
So and how did he help you?
Ubaba uShamata eyungisize kakhulu Nkosi yami. Angithi manje
wakusiza kanjani ubaba Shamata?
Ake
ngithi wakusiza kanjani ubaba Shamata?
Ubaba Shamata wangitshela ukuthi angenze njani ngoba bengithi mami wangiyoreporter kungathi nje kuvala iminyango vele ngathi kuyaziwa kuyayaziwa lento. Kuthi kwakuyi-conspiracy nje ihlanganise nabantu abasebenza ey'ndaweni lezi sey'ntantu. Soke nje wangitshela-ke ukuthi angeke ubaphi abaphathi wangitshela. Ngaya-ke lapho kubaphathi labo kodwa nje bengifika nakhona ngingasizakala ngoba khona la engadansa khona naye wazi wangitshela ukuthi wangitshela ukuthi angiye kumphathi wamamajistrate mina ngakhetha ukuya ku-coordinator. Nje ngendaba yokusaba ukuthi yazi angimukeleki indawo angazi ukuthi yimpilo kodwa ngiza nelokhu nje ukuthi yini engisenkingeni engisukelwayo kodwa akekho ngikholwayo. Ngaya ku-court manager hayi angizangisiza kahle wagcine nje kubabushama ukuthi ngakutshela ngathi iya kwi-head of the United States. Ngithe mani ngiya lapho-ke kula lo muntu lo esekuqala lo sengibona esethi uyayidropha i-case. yona le case nako njengoba uba shamahla intelini from the beginning.
All right.
Anyiphi.
Okay. Yes, he is with us on the line. That's Shamahla.
Yes, sir.
Yes, ikhona into ufuna kuyisho ba.
Kithi umama sambongela ukuthi icala lakhe liphelile. Khulelikile manje. Plus ufundisile mina ngiyakhuluma manje.
I can hear that. Uthe umfundisile ukukhuluma. Akireli nasaphala isiZulu, so he says that you taught him to khuluma. To talk Zulu. Ukhuluma.
Ukuthi hamba lapho uqele ufina magistrate, uma usuka lapho uqele uchief magistrate.
Ah. Wow. Wow. Okay, Baba, is that all that you wanted to had to say before we release her?
Well, in that way, I didn't want to show that God works in miraculous ways. I mean, she's somebody who didn't have much, you know, and everybody was taking her for granted. And nobody wanted to give her a chance. But with God's grace, the senior magistrate listened to her case and dropped that case because she found that it was baseless. She could have been jailed by now.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. Mom, siyabonga kakhulu. What's your word, the final word that you want to say to the listeners of Radio Pulpit?
Ngicela nje ubacela abantwana bakaNkulunkulu abalalela Radio Pulpit. Asibize mina abanye abantu ukuthi usizo lukhona ku Radio Pulpit and uNkulunkulu uyasebenza.
Siyabonga kakhulu.
Ngeke ngimazi bashamahla nosizo lwakhe mahala. Ngiyabazi abameli ukuthi adurangani. Ngiyabazi ngihluleke khona anginamali ngoba ngisho ukuthi angisasebenzi.
And what really touches my heart is the fact that you are listening all the way from Newcastle.
Yeah,
but I'm not cool. Sibonga kakhulu siswami. Ukusilalela kwakho.
Ngiyabonga uNkulunkulu anibusise nonke nje ukusiprovide ngalo sizo lingaka nesilethele obabushamahla befunde kangaka bengabe bathatha imali enkulu. Sibonga uNkulunkulu anibusise nendlela konke lisifisayo.
Siyabonga mama.
Ngibonga kakhulu.
UNkulunkulu akusikele akubusise. Wakubusisa ne ngezizulu.
Thank
you very much. Thank you very much, ma'am. Thank you. Okay, all right. Hey, Ndade. Sichazela kabanzi baba story sakhe ba.
Yeah, no, it has a touch story. I mean, for somebody like her to be jailed just because she doesn't have money, because somebody had powers to get the lawyers, you know, to have everybody on her side. Yeah, she was all by herself. But it's because she came out victorious. Yeah, I hate to find.
Yes, sir.
Thanks.
All right. Sorry about that. I had to quickly attend to the alarm that went off. It's 8 minutes to seven on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Yeah.
Well, that was today. I was at the medical aid.
I saw that. I saw the post on Facebook.
In Houghton, there's this consumer who has got the medical aid. And this person is somebody who, like, a high-profile person because he's the senior regional manager of a blue-chip company, a big company that is international. Right. So his child fell sick, and the child went to the hospital. A two-year-old child went to the hospital, and I went to procedure, which cost over 500,000, not on half a million. So the medical aid decided to pay a certain portion, but not the full amount. Right? So the hospital claimed the rest of the money from him. He said, but I forgot the medical aid. So medical aid said the hospital didn't submit the correct code. You know, whenever they give you treatment, there is a code for for Pizarro, there's a quote for Panado, there's a quote for everything. Right. So they said they didn't submit, the doctors didn't submit the correct quote, even though they authorized that hospitalization. There was a pre-authorization. So he has been battling with this since January 2022 till today. So now the hospital got hurtful. They handed him over to the attorney. They said, we are suing you now for our money because we can't be struggling with your medical aid. It's not our problem, really. We want our money. Your medical aid is not willing to pay us. So he came to us and said, hey, this is my challenge now. I also tried to speak to the medical aid. That's what he said. He tried on numerous occasions to speak to the medical aid. They are not willing to pay. They keep on saying, this is the wrong code, or these are the wrong codes. And then the hospital says, then which are the correct code? Give us the correct code. They'll give the code. Okay, here are the codes that you requested. No, they are not correct. So this, today we went there, camped there. When we arrived, they told us that there's no water in Houghton, they're working from home. We said, okay, we will operate from your parking lot here. We'll park our car here, and we'll talk to you over the phone here. Oh, we can find that these people are lying. They are in the office. The whole medical aid. They are there, including the manager. Because I said, I'm not going anywhere before you pay this money. You're going to pay it today. And indeed, they did pay it. The full amount. Because I got hold of them. They were in the office. They've been lying. And while I was there, they were turning people away who came to claim their money. You know, the people from home-based care. You know, they have been turned away. They were told that there are no people in the offices, whereas they were there. So they told me that the problem is that, number one, they've got 90,000 claims in area.
Wow.
90,000 claims that have not been paid. And soon those claims will be stale, meaning that they're not going to pay them.
Yeah. It seems as if this particular medical aid is joining their brothers from the, you know, insurance the sector, more especially those who don't want to pay.
Apparently, when we spoke now offline, they told me that it's another way of medical aid in general of not paying. Now, even like, for example, they taught me lots of things in 3 hours that I spent there. Lots of things that I've learned about the medical aid. Like, for example, when they say to you that there's a short payment, they said actually there's not short payment. It's not. Just that the medical aid doesn't want to pay. And this was his manager. She was telling me, no, when you go to hospital or go to a doctor and you are told that they say short payment or shortfall, it's not true. She said, we can authorize 100%. For example, there might be a portion of the budget for the hearing aid, you know, like for your ears. And you don't have ears problems. Like everybody in your house, they don't have hearing problems. So they can use that money for whatever ailment that they have now. You get my point?
Yes.
Yes. So they said they can always spend money somewhere. Because it has been segmented. This one is for the eyes, you know, for optometry. This one is for the dentistry. This one is for that. But you may find that you are not a cancer person. So they can use the money for cancer for other things that, or for the procedure that you undergo at the hospital. But the reason why they give the doctors and the hospitals a run around just that they don't want to pay. Yet they did this in 3 hours because they said, yeah, this and that. I had everything.
I think that's their own way of, you know, shutting down their own company, destroying their own business, because many people won't be using that, more especially the victims, won't be using that their services anymore.
Yeah, well, you know, this gentleman that we are assisting today, he said, I was with another medical aid. When I got to this company, they said, no, this is the medical aid that they use, that they are contracted to. Look what they are doing to me now.
Yeah.
He said, the first thing, Monday morning, I'm going to tell them that I'm resigning from this medical aid. I go back to my old medical aid. Because if they've got 90,000 claims that have not been paid as yet, and some people have already been blacklisted, and it's not their fault,
No, you actually need a peace of mind, more especially because those issues, medical aid and all that. Mm.
Well, anyway, I invited them, I said they must join us here on Radio Pulpit to come and explain to the listeners what's going on there.
Okay, all right. Did they agree to that?
Yeah, and they agreed. I said they must explain to us what in the industry in general, so that the listeners who have got challenges with their own medical aid, it doesn't mean that it doesn't have to be necessarily this one. Because they know how the processes work, they can explain
All right, then. That's a matter. Unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it right there. But thanks again for the testimony that you organized for us from Ms. Zandile Malinga all the way from Newcastle. Thank you very much. Unkulunkulakubusise, Baba, for such an awesome work that you are doing. I mean, her testimony was touching indeed. Just imagine, had she not listened. I know that the Holy Spirit might have used somebody else, but we are glad that he decided to, you know, look this way and... used this radio station.
Well, you know, the nice thing is that she looked unto Jesus for help.
Yeah.
And look, tonight she's talking on radio. She never thought that she can talk to radio one day.
Yeah.
But here she is.
Wow, that's awesome.
That's amazing.
Okay, Baba, please give us your contact details.
067.
Yes.
226.
Mm-hmm.
5934.
It's 067-226-5934.
Yes, sir.
Okay, siyabonga kakhulu.
Welcome to Nepal.
All right, then that's Dr. Elias Samatla on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. His number again is 067-226-5934. 067-226-5934. It's 1 minute after 7.
Share our passion for life on 657 AM. 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.